Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Senate has approved nearly $40 billion in funding for Ukraine. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports that President Biden is expected to quickly sign the bill into law.
The Senate easily approved the aid after a days-long delay. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul held up a final vote on the bill over a demand that Congress approve a special inspector general to oversee the funding, which he opposes. Paul is one of a small number of Republicans who have objected to the spending, which generally enjoys vast bipartisan support. The latest bill includes additional money for military hardware and defense systems for Ukraine, in addition to humanitarian and food support for the country and surrounding areas that continue to welcome Ukrainian refugees. The money is considered emergency spending, so it's not offset with tax hikes or spending cuts and will not have an impact on any other congressional spending. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Congress has approved changes to a government nutrition program called WIC so that recipients can buy more than one brand of baby formula. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer applauded colleagues for coming together to address the shortage of infant formula.
The step we're taking today is going to add flexibility and relief to WIC beneficiaries. And almost half of all baby formula consumed in the U.S. is by WIC beneficiaries. Now, millions of parents will have an easier time finding the baby formula they need.
In the House Thursday, lawmakers grilled FDA Commissioner Robert Califf on why the agency did not step up as soon as the infant formula crisis began. Califf says that a plane carrying formula from Switzerland should arrive in the U.S. this weekend and that a shuttered formula plant in Michigan could be up and running as soon as next week. The suspect in the Buffalo mass shooting pleaded not guilty to 10 murder counts Thursday during his second court appearance since the attack. Meanwhile, WSKG's Phoebe Taylor Vuolo reports that a vigil was held in Binghamton, New York, a short distance from the accused gunman's hometown.
Show me what community looks like!
Around 100 people gathered in downtown Binghamton. They lit candles and stood in silence. Community organizer Terry Weathers called on white Broome County residents to challenge white supremacy in their community.
The murderer who traveled to Buffalo is a direct result of our county's history. This is exactly what happens when racism is inbred into a society and ingrained and allowed to be.
The group also gathered supplies to give to a community pantry in the Buffalo neighborhood affected by the attack. For NPR News, I'm Phoebe Taylor-Vuolo in Binghamton.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. You're listening to NPR News. It will soon be illegal to get an abortion in the state of Oklahoma. The legislature has voted to ban the procedure once an egg is fertilized, with exceptions for rape, incest, and to save the woman or girl's life. The measure approved Thursday came weeks after the governor signed a bill that banned abortion at 6 weeks of pregnancy. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is overshadowing some European cultural and sporting events. Ukraine's President Zelensky made a surprise video appearance at the opening of the Cannes Film Festival this week in Paris. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the conflict is now overshadowing the French Open.
Russian and Belarusian athletes are not banned from the French Open, but they must play under strict neutrality. French Open director Amélie Mauresmo says any player who makes pro-Putin statements in the media will face sanctions. The world's number two men's player, Russian Daniil Medvedev, likely will not play because of recent surgery, but there are at least 10 more Russians in the top 50. Ukrainian tennis player Dayana Yastremska had to flee her native Odessa. She told French TV it will be difficult to play against a Russian who doesn't take a stand. The Russian athletes need to publicly denounce this war and end their silence, she said. They need to show empathy for the suffering of the Ukrainian people. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Existing U.S. home sales slowed during the month of April, down 2.4% from March and down nearly 6% from the same period a year ago. Prospective home buyers are having to contend with low inventory and rising interest rates. This is NPR News.